Venice hits Greta Thunberg with 48-hour ban for dumping green dye into Grand Canal. By Christian K. Caruso on November 25, 2025. Venice has imposed a 48-hour ban on Swedish professional protester Greta Thunberg for dumping a green dye into the Italian city's Grand Canal. Thunberg and reportedly 35 members of the climate alarmist group Extinction Rebellion staged a series of weekend stunts at the fabled city that coincided with the end of the COP30 climate doomer conference in Belém, Brazil. The protesters dumped an environmentally harmless green dye into the waters of the canal, displaying banners reading Stop Ecocide from the Rialto Bridge. Other protesters walked through the streets of the city wearing red veils over their faces. The goal, the protesters claimed, was to draw attention to the massive effects of climate collapse. Thunberg and all other protesters were imposed a fine of roughly $172 in addition to the 48-hour city ban. Prior to Venice, the group said it held similar protests across other Italian cities such as Turin, Bologna, and Taranto, vandalizing the city's respective rivers by dumping the same green dye on the waters. Veneto Governor Luca Zaia described the stunt as a disrespectful act towards our city, its history and its fragility. It's a gesture that risks having consequences for the environment, he stressed. Thunberg and the Extinction Rebellion protesters also used the protests to criticize Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni for opposing ambitious climate measures at COP30. COP30 wrapped up last Friday in Belém. The weeks-long climate alarmism conference concluded with a lukewarm declaration that merely proposed a collective effort to prevent climate disaster devoid of actual specific guidelines as to how to achieve said goal. Radical climate activists lambasted the declaration for not containing explicit demands to end the use of fossil fuels and increased spending in green policies. Related, fire disrupts COP30 climate summit in Brazil, sending attendees fleeing through smoke. The climate conference was notably marred by a series of issues, including, but not limited to, a security breach of the diplomat-only blue zone that allowed radical climate protesters to storm in to demand climate action and a fire that broke inside the venue days later. Some of the participants filed numerous complaints over non-functioning bathrooms, insufficient air conditioning, and instances of roof leaks. The logistical issues were not limited to the COP30 venue, and extended throughout the host city. Belém's severe lack of adequate hotel room capacity and exorbitant prices prompted some of its participating diplomats to book rooms at repurposed raunchy love hotels.